Hello, this is the Library Talker, also known as the Library Lady. I'm Library Talker at librarytalker.blogspot.com, and I'm Library Lady on Podomatic, where this podcast is hosted. So, I actually read a physical book. It's a miracle, right? Instead of a Kindle. Bookish and the Beast by Ashley Poston, and it's on a series called the Once Upon a Con series, which... we're talking like con like cosplay, not con like, ooh, this is a convict, which could have been a little clearer, but So it's obviously a Beauty and the Beast retelling, but it's... We have our two characters. We have Rosie and Vance, and it's alternating, equally alternating points of view. So it's Rosie, it's Vance, it's Rosie, it's Vance, it's Rosie, it's Vance, it's Rosie, it's Vance. And so it's hard to tell because sometimes it feels like she says like last year at the Comic-Con, but then it was like no, last month at the Comic-Con. Maybe I was misreading it, I don't know, but it just seemed confusing to me. But there's an Excelsicon or Excelsior-Con or something where Rosie was in a costume, if I remember correctly, it was a shot in the dark, where she put a shot glass and hung it around her neck over a dark shirt and a white skirt. Woo! And she runs, and she's wearing a mask, and she runs into another guy who is also wearing a mask, but dressed as the character from her favorite book series, a book series that her mother had introduced her to, that her mother had the first editions to this series from 20, 30 years before, and the series has become very popular. And it seems to be mixed in a lot. There's quite a few mentions of Star Trek and Star Wars. So it seems like this is supposed to be yet another space fantasy series. And we do get these little glimpses. We get these little glimpses of this, these other stories, this other book, whatever, these other, and apparently there was a series of books. They got made into a TV show, and now there's movies. And so we find out that each of these people met the other person, but they kept their identities a secret. They wore their masks, they didn't share anything, and they split up, and they didn't share any information or whatever. And now, a month or a year later, it's hard to tell, they're still wishing that they could be back with that other person. And it turns out that Rosie has just lost her mother to something. We're not really sure, but she died the year before, and Rosie's still dealing with that, and still, she's now a senior, and she's trying to write her senior essay, and she doesn't want to just use her mom's death for it, so she can't think of what she wants to write, blah, blah, blah. Then she had to, because of her mother's illness, and because of the death, and all of the costs and everything, she and her dad had to sell the house, and then they've been progressively moving into smaller and smaller and cheaper apartments to be able to live. They'd sold off pretty much everything, including her mom's first editions of this Star Something series. So there's that. Vance, on the other hand, turns out to be Vance Reigns, as in, like, he reigns supreme, or he's the god of... He is the child, whatever, descendant of his dad, who has died, his mom, who is married, his stepfather, who is a mogul in the Hollywood industry, and Vance has become very famous in the industry and is set to take over someday, ever, if his stepfather ever dies, whatever. He's supposed to inherit all of this. So he's a bit of a spoiled brat. Or he's supposed to be a bit of a spoiled brat and a jerk, and makes a lot of dumb mistakes and causes problems. And so his stepfather sends him off to the middle of nowhere to live in a castle that's not really a castle. It's a house that's been designed to look like a castle because someone was eccentric. And he's supposed to just stay there and wait it out, because he is in the movie of the series that Rosie loves so much, he's the bad guy. He's the anti-hero, villainy type guy. And so while this scandal has happened, he's been sent off. And yeah, it's confusing. I know, if you're confused, it's like confusing. And the thing is that, yes, of course, you know, trope-wise, there's a lot of tropes. And of course, the one place in the middle of nowhere that he happens to be sent is Rosie's hometown. And so, there we go. And they end up meeting. Because the dog runs out in the middle of the street and she, for some stupid, idiotic reason, the dog runs out in the street. She decides to go try and save the dog. The dog goes into a house, and rather than ring the doorbell and try and find out what's going on, she just goes into the house, thinking, well, you know, people keep leaving and staying and leaving and staying. Nobody stays long enough. Nobody ever meets them. So it's probably empty, except for, there's all these boxes. I wonder if somebody's... Now I'm going to look for the dog. What the heck? It's just... It's got all the tropes. It's just none of them are developed. The whole thing is just... It just skips things. There's not a lot of detail. For it being, let me, you know, check the pages here. For it being 283 pages long, it's still missing 150 or so pages of help. It really is. And I kept fighting with myself about if I wanted to give this a 2 or a 3 because of that, but it's just, it lacks depth. Again, it's this moments that we're having, and I'm finding it more and more frustrating because I have gotten to this point where I'm finding book after book with moments, but nothing where the sum is greater than the parts. It's just, you know, the whole is not awesome. There are parts that are great, you know? I can't seem to find a cohesive book, story, tale, whatever, that I'm like, yes, this is great. I haven't had a 5 in so long in terms of reviews. And it's very frustrating because this looks cute and the book cover's cute, but there's all these forced things. It's very LGBTQ forward, which is fine. Although for, you know, most of the book, her dad is her dad, and her dad's just fine. Her dad's great. He's like some sort of rocker guy. But all of a sudden, near the end of it, he's bi, and, oh yeah, we've always, you know, that's always, like, wait, what? There was no hint? I mean, there doesn't necessarily have to be. It just kind of another out-of-nowhere thing. And, of course, everything ends up H-E-A. There's a happily ever after going on. There's the big, you know, required moment where the, you know, one thing happens and another thing happens and then, you know, somebody feels betrayed and then the other, they betray the other person and blah, blah. It's full of the tropes, but none of them are developed well. None of them are exciting. None of them are great. The characters are blah. We're supposed to think that Vance is this horrible jerk who's, you know, made, he just hates people. Where really what it is he's a depressed teen. And that's totally believable in that sense, but you can't set him up and talk about him as if he is somebody who needs to be sent off and is a horrible person and, you know, is making all these horrible mistakes when they're just honest little mistakes. They're not even that huge, at least from what we can tell. And he's not an ass, pardon my French. You know, setting him up to look like it and have moments where he's like, well, if they all think I am, then I'm just going to do it. I'm like, no, they weren't working. Rosie was cute-ish, I mean, as a character. She made some horrendously stupid decisions, and so she gets stuck, not in, you know, in the castle house helping in the library. Oh, isn't that cute? But they're just bad decisions. I mean, she's just, she just makes one has one bad idea after another, or just doesn't think. Is really what it is. She just does things without thinking, and then consequences happen. But, you know, and, oh no, my dad's gonna kill me, he's gonna be so mad. But he turns out to be a super cool dad and super chill. I'm like, wait a second, wait, what? You know, it's just that kind of thing over and over and over again. Let me also say, I don't know what Poston's issue is, but oh my god, she dropped so many Easter eggs in this thing. Maybe she thought she was being super clever and cute, but it's like every chapter has a reference to something. Thing, literary or movie. So at one point he's, you know, this Vance who doesn't like to read, who hates, you know, it's like, now okay, well maybe I'm interested in reading because, you know, it's Rosie and he wants to improve. So and so she goes, well, there's, you know, you could do this one, you could do that one, you could have this one where it's a prince in disguise. And he's like, oh, I knew, you know, that I figured that out in chapter 3. Oh, look, it's a Beauty and the Beast Disney reference from the song. Oh my god. There, one of the last chapters starts off with a Pride and Prejudice paraphrase. Whoa! And it's like that all the way through. There's all these little mentions. There's Star Trek and Star Wars. Not just outright mentioned, but constantly either quoted or paraphrased. It happens throughout. And I don't know if it's she's making an homage to all of these things, but honestly, I think I'd rather read the book that her characters are obsessed with and are making movies out of than this actual book. Those little mini bits that we get, like 5 or 6 of those little, you know, a page from the book, those little things that we get in there, those are so much better than the rest of this. So yes, it does have cute moments. Yes, it's tropey. Yes, it's a teen retelling of a Beauty and the Beast story. I don't know what the other books are in the Once Upon a Con series, but obviously it's going to be something, because why would you call it a series if it's only one book? The background characters are pretty flat. We do have this one absolute jerk. I don't understand his issue. This guy named Garrett, who is running for Homecoming King, who is YouTube famous with like 100,000 people. And so he thinks that means that he gets anything he wants to. And he wants Rosie, and he's doing anything for it. So he's like the Gaston of the whole thing. And he does, you know, he's Gaston. So it's basically that. It just feels like it's trying to be a humanized version of a modern human, all human version of Beauty and the Beast, the Disney cartoon version of it. So we've got our Gaston, we've got our Beast who's not really beastly, we've got our Rosie who's into libraries and books and reading. We've got our little other characters in the, you know, who are wandering around, who aren't as flashy, but they're there. You know, it's so, it just feels, it kind of felt a little forced. And again, the tropes are there. And I'm a troper. I love tropes. I want the tropes. I want them, but I want them to be done well. And these are not. So, I think I've come to I'm resolved to my score now for this book, which, while cute and the cover is cute and the has some interesting ideas, is just not great. Like I said, it needs to be like twice as long and put in some real depth, and it's just not there. So Bookish and the Beast by Ashley Poston, on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being avoid police tape. This will take years off of your life with just moments of looking at it, and you're just going to hate yourself for it. 5 being, this is amazing. Which I really wish, I want to find a 5. I really do. 2 being, 3 being, and 4 being, this is, I'm going to go with two. I was wishy-washy, and I'm like, well, there are some good moments, and I like some of the characters, the background characters, and Rosie's not too horrible, except for the fact that she's just makes a ton of idiotic in-the-moment decisions, doesn't really think ahead, but she, in terms of personality, she seems to be fairly kind and good, and she's fleshed out well that way. So, yeah, two. Bookish and the Beast, Once Upon a Con series, Ashley Poston, 2 out of 5. So, you know, if you're in the mood for a retelling and you want to see what happens, go for it. But just, you know that it's not great. And just, we go from, I hate you, to, oh, I love you, I want to go on a date. Like, there's no progress. There's nothing there. It's flat. It's a flat story. There you go. It's like drinking soda that's been sitting out for a while. It's flat. It just doesn't have the flavor and the pop that you want it to. So there you go. Again, this is Library Talker, also known as Library Lady. I'm Library Talker at librarytalker.blogspot.com, and I am the Library Lady on Podomatic, where this podcast is hosted. So I'm reviewing, and here we go. And if you have suggestions for me, I would love to have some comments. I haven't gotten any yet. It makes me very sad. And I really do hope that you guys have a very great day. Bye.